بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Once again, respected listeners, it's another episode of this program, the Jannah program, on your favorite listening station, Radio Islam International. And engineering for us for today, inshallah, brother Usama Ridwan. And he will be taking your calls. It's an interactive program. You can call in for the meaning of Muslim names and for the translations of Arabic nasheeds, inshallah, in this program. We are also having the drama story of the pious, as well as some of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some of the ma'thur du'a of the sahaba, the tabi'een and pious people, and some ad'iyah from the Quran as well. We are studying in this program, and we start as usual learning some of the du'as. And the du'a for today is a du'a for the one who fear oppression, the one who is oppressed also. What is this person supposed to say when you are oppressed, or when you fear oppression, or when you think that someone is oppressing you? What do you say? The Sunnah is teaching something, the Quran also is teaching the same thing, some ad'iyah, some du'as, some prayers and supplications to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the person can say when you are oppressed. When you are feeling oppressed, when you are fearing harm, then what do you say? There are some du'as that we say in this matter. Learn from the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, and also the Prophets in general. In the Quran we find some du'as about this case. When a person is fearing harm or fearing oppression, what do you say? There is one when a person says this wonderful dua, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. The first thing, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. All of us, most of us know this, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, which means we rely upon Allah and Allah is indeed sufficient for us. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Saying this statement have a very great and magical, in a sense that it's very wonderful effect on the person's heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings ease and consultation and affection to the person's heart, and if the person feels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near him, and then the compensation of Allah comes after that. So the dua is حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. When we read in the Quran, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَاخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ. The meaning of that verses in the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that some people in the past, they were told that people are gathering for you, they're coming to harm you. So they said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. When they heard that, they said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, that Allah is sufficient for us, He'll protect us, and we rely upon Him alone. Then what happened? The Quran continues and says, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ. After they said this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed their condition and no harm afflicted them. Why? Because they depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had conviction, yaqeen in Allah, and they said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Saying this is very important in the life of the believer, and he is relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Also, from the idea of the harm, or person feeling harm, a person is feeling a problem, a person is complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from oppression and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that the person can also say, رَبِّ إِنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. رَبِّ إِنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh Allah, I was afflicted with calamity, with problem. Oh Allah, I was afflicted with harm. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And you are the most merciful. This was a dua said by Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. A dua from the Quran was taught by Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. رَبِّ إِنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Means, oh Allah, I was afflicted by harm and calamity, and you are أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You are the most merciful. Right? This is the second one. This is another one. You can say any one of these duas, or all of them as well. Another one, رَبِّ إِنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. رَبِّ إِنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Whose dua is that? That was the dua of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. The dua of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, after he called his people and they mocking him and they trouble him and so on. Then he said, رَبِّ إِنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Oh Allah, I am being defeated. فَانْتَصِرْ. So bring victory to me. Bring the victory to me. When he said that, what happened? فَفَتَحْنَا Allah says, we open for him the victory. We open for the, we destroy those people, those nations that they troubled him. So some, so these are some of the du'as of the prophets. They used to make these wonderful du'as. Some du'a of the Salihin also. You can say, رَبِّ اكْفِنِي اكْفِنِيهِمْ بِمَا شِئْتْ رَبِّ اكْفِنِيهِمْ بِمَا شِئْتْ Oh Allah, protect me from them in the way that you wish. You can say, رَبِّ اكْفِنِي هَذَا Oh Allah, shelter me or protect me from this. And you name your matter. In English, no problems. رَبِّ اكْفِنِي هَذَا Oh Allah, protect me from this, and then you start naming your matter. If said the dua in English totally, the meaning of what we said in English alone, it's sufficient, it's right. But saying it in Arabic is better and is good. But however, if you said it in English with meaning, with understanding, with conviction, with yaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed understanding, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to your dua. So these are some of the du'as, inshaAllah, that a person is supposed to say when you are oppressed, when you are feeling oppression, and when you are feeling harm. Don't forget that you can recommend your favorite nasheeds to be translated in this program by calling 011-854-1548 or emailing me. The email is jad@radioislam.co.za. The first nasheed in our list for today, Habibullah fil qalbi muqima, speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the beloved of Allah. He's settling in our hearts, sending great light and guidance to eliminate all darkness. His light covers every lens and cures every disease. The nasheed go further and says, his teachings came for all worlds as guidance, and it eradicated the oppression of the Roman Empire and the Persian Empire in the past. Your love, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is from the love of Allah, and your commands is wise teachings. He who claims he loves the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will follow him all the time. O Rasulullah, you were sent while the oppression filled the land for many years and decades. You built the men of Islam. You established great men so that they remain the protectors of justice forever.
عزي إيماني نفضي قرآني ذهب ربي رباني وسلوكي أدب ربي رباني عزي إيماني لفظي قرآني عزي إيماني لفظي قرآني وسلوكي أدب ربي رباني.
Usama Safi singing with his melodious voice this wonderful nasheed, Izzi Imani. My glory is in my iman, my speech is my Quran, my behavior is according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought me up upon. Truthfulness is my manner in all my matters, and my consciousness doesn't ever accept lies. The Nishid Gupta then says, humiliation is not accepted in our religion, for we fear no death in the support of our deen. Allah is our goal, and His remembrance is our provision, and the speech of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our success and guidance. These were the nasheeds for this time, inshallah. Right now we'll be listening to the drama Sirat of the Pious, after which we'll be taking your calls for the meaning of Muslim names.
His name was unusual. Julaybib means small grown. The name is an indication that Julaybib was small and short. He was even dark in complexion. More than that, he is described as being damim, which means ugly. Even more disturbing for the society in which he lived, Julaybib's lineage wasn't known, and he was so poor. With these qualities, Julaybib could not expect any compassion or help, any protection or support from his society before the coming of Islam to Arabia.
Hey you, again, sitting under our shade? Don't come near our house. Don't even pass from our street. Go from here. Move.
Why did you do this, father? It's so hot outside. There'll be no harm if he rests a little while under the shade. I invited him.
Can't you see? He is so ugly. I think he's jinxed. I just don't like him. No, anyone in Yathrib does. So don't let that Julaibib enter among you. If he does, I shall certainly do something terrible to him.
The disabilities under which Julaibib lived would have been enough to have him ridiculed and shunned in any society. There was no hope for Julaibib being treated with respect and consideration. There was no hope for him finding emotional satisfaction as an individual and as a man. There was no hope for him enjoying the relationship which others take for granted. Only when Islam dawned upon Arabia and the final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sent, things changed and rural ignorant traditions of the Arabs turned into a merciful and civilized lifestyle extracted from the manners of the merciful Prophet.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka ya Muhammad Rasulullah.
Julaibib was one of the first people to accept Islam in Medina, and he was an Ansari, a supporter of the final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who called to equality between people and ended the age of slaves and masters. Just as he was aware of the great issues of life, the Prophet of Mercy was also aware of the needs and sensibilities of his most humble companions. He was thinking of the needs of each one of them and trying his best to fulfill it. That's why they loved him so much. Once, he came to Julaibib and said, "Oh Julaibib, why don't you marry?"
"Marry? And who will marry me, O Rasulullah? I'm so poor and ugly. The children in the streets run away from me."
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "But at the account of Allah, you are great and rich.
No family will accept to give me their daughter, Ya Rasulullah."
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Come with me, I will help you."
"Who is out?"
"I'm coming."
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. "Welcome, welcome, O Messenger of Allah. What an honor to have you here."
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I want to have your daughter married."
"How wonderful and blessed, O Messenger of Allah. It's an honor that our daughter be the wife of the Messenger of Allah."
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cleared this misunderstanding and said, "But I don't want her for myself."
"Not for yourself? Then for who, Messenger of Allah? Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali?"
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "For this man, Julaibib."
"Julaibib?"
The Ansari must have been too shocked to give his own reaction, and he merely said,
I will consult with her and with her mother, O Messenger of Allah."
"Who's out?"
"The Messenger of Allah wants to have your daughter married."
"What a wonderful idea, and what a delight to the eye this would be. It is an honor to be the in-laws of the Messenger of Allah."
"Wait, he doesn't want to marry her himself."
"Then to who?"
"To Julaibib.
What? You said Julaybib? No, never to Julaybib.
Shh! The messenger of Allah is outside. And you know, Islam has removed all the barriers of color and races.
Father?
Daughter, you came?
Come see my daughter. Who has asked for my hand in marriage, Father?
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam recommended for you, Julaybib, to be your husband.
But I refused. We can't let you marry Julaybib. He is ugly and poor. And you one of the prettiest girls of Medina.
Do you refuse the request of the Messenger of Allah, Mother? Marry me to Julaybib. I trust the recommendation of the Messenger of Allah. He shall certainly not bring ruin to me.
Did you even see how Julaybib looks like?
I don't care about his appearance. Allah looks at our hearts, not our appearance. His deen is the most important thing, Mother.
We wish for your happiness, daughter.
I am happy, and I submit myself to whatever the Messenger of Allah says.
This was the reply of a truly great person who had a clear understanding of what was required of her as a Muslim. What greater satisfaction and fulfillment can a Muslim find in responding willingly to the requests and commands of the Messenger of Allah? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard of her reaction and prayed for her. O Allah, bestow good on her in abundance and make her blessed and make her life easy and comfortable. Among the Ansar, it is said, there was not more eligible bride than she. She was married by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Julaybib, and they left together for a little while, until a battle came, and Julaybib went out with the Messenger of Allah to defend Islam.
Said, have you lost anyone? They replied, giving the names of their relatives or close friends who were killed. He put the same question to the other companions, and they also named the ones they had lost in the battle. Another group answered, they had lost no close relatives. Whereupon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, but I have lost Julaybib. Search for him in the battlefield.
We found him, O Messenger of Allah. He was martyred, but not before he killed 7, and then he was martyred. Alhamdulillah.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Julaybib is one of me, and I am of him. He repeated this 3 times. The Prophet then dug for him a grave and himself placed him in it. In Julaybib's life, there is example of a person who was almost regarded as a social outcast because of his appearance, giving help, confidence and encouragement by the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As for the wife of Julaybib, she taught us that following the Prophet's advices and recommendations are better than our own choice. She taught us that deen is the most important when choosing a husband.
After a while, Allah compensated her in the loss of her husband. She was married to one of the rich and noble men in Medina.
الدنيا وتلاقي الله رضيا وتلاقي الله رضيا تجهز بالمال وبالنفس إن تطمع في الفردوس تجهز بالمال وبالنفس إن تطمع في الفردوس فهنالك أحلى عروس فهنالك أجمل عروس للمؤمن الحوريا جاهد في الله أخيا جاهد إن كنت تقيا جاهد في الله أخيا جاهد إن كنت تقيا تملك آفاق الدنيا وتلاقي الله رضيا
And the the storms that come through this fine line, you're exposed because the cages are not covering you properly.
Anybody who wants to live and coexist in the world today, he must live and coexist with USA.
They cut the water off, so you're not able to make water. When you're praying, they would come in and say random cell search, and if you didn't come out of your salah, they would call the ERF, which is five cowards wearing plastic armor, and they would come in and attack you because you didn't give up your salah.
Islam is a message of peace as long as Islam is an individual experience between you and God and nothing to do with the political.
Because that's the American interest. Because if the Americans put it this way, then that will give them an excuse.
End of the line. A compilation of the top interviews as heard on Radio Islam International throughout the week. Compiled for your listening pleasure. End of the line. Sundays at 10 p.m. Radio Islam International. The world is our community.
Umprofethi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ubengethunyelwe ukuhola isizwe sakubo noma esisodwa nje kuphela kodwa ethunyelwe ukuhola zonke izizwe zomhlaba jikelele. Sibana noMolana Abbas Mkize kwaRadio Islam ekumedium wave 1548 ukuze sifundisaneni ngeIslam.
Islam, the religion of all times, all places, and all people.
Join Molana Abbas Hetswayo on Saturday afternoons between the hours of 3 to 4 p.m. Same deen, same Nabi, same Sunnah, same Creator, different language.
No matter what, Islam is mine. I am a Muslim, I'll die.
The Jamia al-Ulum al-Islamiyah is an education institute of Islamic higher learning under the leadership of the Jamia al-Ulama, offering a comprehensive alim course. Students are also encouraged to earn tertiary accredited degrees whilst concurrently gaining exposure on academic research, methodology, communication skills and computer literacy. Jamia al-Ulum al-Islamiyah can be reached at the following number 011-373-8040. Jamia al-Ulama, South Africa. Serving Allah by serving His creation.
El tercer para mí es aquí un buen jugador.
Está bien, me rindo.
No matter where you come from or what language you speak, Perez Motor Spares is the place to go. We stock motor spares and car accessories of high standards at an impressive price. Years of experience in the motor spares industry ensures that you get the best advice. Perez Motor Spares, 48 Peter 8th Avenue, Alberton North.
Call us on 011-901-3100.
Devlin Cash & Carry. We are wholesalers of groceries and household products. For all your business and household needs, trust us for the best deals in the market. Devlin Cash & Carry. The place where you pay less and always get more. Corner Klepkas and Piston Road, Devlin. Contact us on 011-989-8800.
يفرح بلقاء الله حب الله المنة.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to our program Jannah. Right now, inshallah, we're discussing the meaning of Muslim names. You can call us directly on the number 011-854-1548. This is a live program, and the number to dial is 011-854-1548. Engineering for us for today, Brother Usama Radwan will be taking your calls, inshallah, on this number. Also, we have the email onair@radioislam.co.za. It's onair@radioislam.co.za. It's right in front of me if you want to send an email as well for the names. Inshallah, I'll be helping you with that. And in each program, we recommend giving good names to our children. And the good names are these names which carry good meanings. So names of good meanings, names that have good meanings, is considered good names, and we can give it to our children. Of course, names of Sahaba, names of pious people, names of Tabi'een, names in Arabic as well. All this is considered good names. We can keep it, we can give it to our children as well. And it's recommended to give the names in Arabic language. However, if you give any name in any language, it's still accepted as long as the meaning of the name is good. Alright, let's go to the lines and we take the first call for today. Assalamu alaikum.
How are you, Sheikh?
Alhamdulillah. Where are you calling us from?
Johannesburg, Mayfield.
Right, what's your question?
Sheikh, once I sat in a ta'lim and they were speaking of a sahabi.
Yeah.
His name was Ju'ail.
Say again?
Ju'ail or Ju'ail.
Ju'ail. Yes. Ju'ail the meaning of it is a kind of sadaqah. Some kind of sadaqah is called Ju'ail in Arabic.
Uta'in.
Yes.
The good name? Sahabi's name?
Sahabi, I'll just confirm that. Can keep on listening and confirm that, inshallah, if it's a Sahabi name or not.
Jazakumullah khair.
Alright, Jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, waiting for the calls. 011-854-1548. Yes, there was a Sahabi by this name, Ju'ail ibn Ziyar al-Ashja'i, radiallahu an, and Ju'ail ibn Suraqa al-Damari al-Kanani. So it's two Sahaba names here. Got this name, two Sahaba. We can keep the name, inshallah. Right, we're waiting for the calls. 011-854-1548. Let's take the next one. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening. Where are you calling us from?
Lara, I'm calling from Johannesburg.
Yes. Yeah, please make the radio soft and listen only from the telephone. Listen only to us from the telephone. Right, are you there? Are you there?
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
I want to know the meaning of Ayana. The name, the meaning, it's a girl's name, Ayana.
Yes, we spoke about this name before and we said that the word Ayan in Arabic means where or when. And it's not a proper name to be giving for a child. However, it may have some other meanings, but it's not a very proper name to be giving to a child. Some people keep it for female, but it's not Ayana. There is Rayyan, if you wish to keep Rayyan or Rayyana.
Yeah.
Is it with an R?
No, it's with an A.
With an A, yeah. So it's a different one. And maybe it has some other origins and has some other meaning in that origin, maybe. But I'm concerned about the Arabic here.
Yes.
That the Arabic of this name it means where or when. However, if it has some other origins, I think it has some African origin. I heard before about this name, which means flower some African languages. I think Ethiopian origin. The word Ayana means a pretty flower. But I'm not sure of that. I can't say exactly. But if it have other meaning in other language and this meaning is good, then it still can be kept.
Oh, okay.
Right? Still can be kept if it have a good meaning.
Okay. Jazakallah.
Right. Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Let's take the next one. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, alaikum assalam. Sorry, you're breaking up. Say again. Hello? Okay. We lost this one. Next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Johannesburg.
And what's your question?
My granddaughter, name is Zuleika.
Yes.
Right name?
Yes, it's right name. It's Zuleika with the Kha pronounced in a proper manner. Zuleika. If you pronounce Zuleika, it won't change the meaning. But it's proper to pronounce it Zuleika and it means beautiful.
Isn't a good name?
Yes, it is.
And Zainab?
Zainab means pretty, like some kind of a tree that have very good appearance, and is the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Oh,
Right, Jazakallah khair. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I'd like to know the meaning of Bilal. I have a son who is Bilal. I've named him by the Sahaba's name, but he actually wants to know the proper meaning of Bilal.
Yes, Bilal is a good name, a Sahabi name, yes. And the meaning of Bilal is water and also river. In some African languages, the word Bilal means water and river.
Jazakallah.
Right. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Any other calls? The next call, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening.
I would like to know the spelling of Dihya.
Dihya. In Arabic, Dal Ha Ya and Raunta. Dal Ha Ya and Raunta. In English, you will spell it D E H I Y A H or Y A H. It's fine. In English, the spelling doesn't matter so much. However, you pronounce it, if you pronounce it correctly, it's fine. And you can make the correct spelling in your mind that makes it make you pronounce it correct, right? So Dihya is a good name, Sahabi names. The name of Sayyidina Dihya al-Kalbi radiallahu an, and the meaning of it is the leader of 100 soldiers.
Okay, Jazakumullah.
Right, Jazakumullah khair. Also, Dihya means handsome person, referring to the character of Sayyidina Dihya radiallahu an. Do you have other call, Osama? Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Can I know the meaning of Zunaira or is Zanira? How can we call the name?
Zunaira is a diminutive of Zanira. Both are correct.
Okay.
So saying Zanira or Zunaira or Zinira also correct. And it's a Sahabiya's name. The meaning is not very well known. We tried many times to check the meaning of this one.
Oh.
But it's not very well known. But we keep it just because she was a Sahabiya and she had a very nice character and
okay.
Very good story also.
Okay, Jazakallah.
All right, Jazakallah khair. Some names is, you know, it's very old and sometimes we don't find the exact meaning of the name. However, it's Arabic also. But if we look for the name, we find some different possibilities for it. When we go to the root word, for example, that root word of Zunaira, Zanara, which is from waist, the waist of the person, it's called like that, but it won't be right to just say the meaning when it's not sounding like proper. But in any way, the name itself is Sahabiya's name. We can keep it, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't change this name. That means it's okay, and he accepted it, and if he found that this name was bad, he would have changed. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I'm listening. Where are you calling us from? Yes, sister. Where are you calling us from?
From Devon.
Yes, and what's your question?
Can I know the meaning of Anisa?
Anisa, good name, and it's a female name, common Arabic name. We recommend it. It means good companion. Good companion. Jazakallah khair.
Assalamu
alaikum. Assalamu rahmatullah. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Where are you calling us from, brother?
I'm calling you from Roshni.
Right, what's your question?
I heard the name Kinza.
Yes, Kinza is a good name. We recommend it for girls. And Kinza is Arabic name, means treasure.
Treasure.
Kinza, yeah. Let me give it to the other listeners. Kinza, K-E-N-Z-A. You can also write it with an I. And the meaning is treasure. It's a good name for girls, right? Jazakumullah khair. Kinza, some people keep it, some people keep it also Kinzi. So instead of saying Kinza, they say Kinzi. K-E-N-Z-I, also correct, same meaning, but it means my treasure. Kinzi, my treasure. It's a good name, and means treasure. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Yes, I'm listening.
I'd like to know the meaning of Adam.
Adam. Adam from the soil, and it's the name of the Prophet Adam alayhi salam.
Okay, what is it, the meaning of soil?
Soil, the soil.
Okay.
Right? Jazakumullah khair. From Adim. Adim al ard means the soil of the land. Okay, Jazakumullah khair. Let's go to the emails. Don't forget, you can also email us on air@radioislam.co.za. Some question here. Alayna, the name Alayna. We spoke about this name a lot. There is Alayna, and there is Alina, and there is Lina. And we said that Lina and Alina means lenient and tender in Arabic. Lenient and tender, soft, that's Lina or Alina. While Alina, different name, and the meaning of it in Arabic is, if you pronounce it with Ayn, Alina, it means upon us. علينا, upon us. If you pronounce it with the alif, it's not a proper Arabic. It won't be Arabic. However, it will be from other languages. There is other languages that have this name alayna, but not Arabic words. And from Greek origin, alayna means the sun ray. The sun ray in Greek is called alayna. So if the meaning is not bad, then a person can keep the name still if he wished to keep the name. However, we prefer keeping the names which is known or common amongst the Muslims, and knowing that it's Muslim name, so it gives, you know, people understanding and gives the identity, all right, this is a Muslim, from just mentioning the name. But in any way, keeping names that have good meanings is still accepted, even if it's not common amongst the Muslims as well. Right, let's take next call. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, our engineer is still busy taking the calls. The lines are not busy. You can call us directly on 011-854-1548. We'll be taking the last five calls before we end our program, inshallah. The last five calls before we end the program. And while waiting for that, we'll be recommending some names for both boys and girls. The name Yasir for a boy, this time Yasir. Yasir is a good name, means one who is soft, kind, makes it easy for others. Some Sahaba got this name, Yasir. It's a good name, of course, Yasir, Y-A-S-S-E-R, Yasir. Then we have a name, Ma'roof, a boy named Ma'roof, which means one who do good to others. Ma'roof, one who does good for others, virtuous person, that's Ma'roof for a boy. Let's take the first call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, sister, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Johannesburg.
And
I
your
just
question?
Want to find out the meanings for the names Yusuf and
Yusuf.
Idris.
Yes, Yusuf is a good name. It means increasing and abundance. It's a whole chapter in the Quran called Surah Yusuf. And it's a prophet name, of course, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. So it means increasing and abundance. You can keep it. The other one, Idris, also mentioned in the Quran. One who is cultured, one who is studying, one who knows, one who educates. From Darasa Yadrusu, Idris is a good name for boys, and it's a prophet name.
Okay,
Jazakallah. Right, Jazakumullah khair. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Right, let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam.
Yes, sister, where are you calling us from?
Malana, I'm calling from Monday.
Right, what's your question?
Malana, I want to ask, what's the meaning of the name Yusha?
Yusha, a good name for boys. And it said it's a prophet name as well. And the meaning of Yusha is Allah is my salvation.
Anji, and Malana Amira.
Amira, a female name, we recommend it. One of the female names that we recommend, it means princess. It's an Arabic name, common Arabic name.
Okay,
right, Jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, sister, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Roshni.
And what's your question?
I'd like to know the meaning of Za'im.
Za'im means leader. Arabic name means leader, Za'im.
And Liyana?
Liyana, lenient and tender. And soft, that's a female name.
Jazakallah khair.
Right, Jazakallah khair. And sister, we have still two calls, Osama. Last two calls. We take the last two calls and we end the program, inshallah. Last two calls before we end this program. We're waiting for it. The lines are not busy. So let's see who do we have for the last two calls, inshallah. While we're waiting, we'll recommend some names. Nadia for a girl. Nadia. Nadia means fresh, like the water of the dawn, Nadia. And Nadia also refers metaphorically to the generous person, Nadia. Nadia, a good name. Raghda. Raghda. Raghda is R-A-G-H-D-A. Raghda, R-A-G-H-A-D-A. Raghda means one who is luxurious, one who is living a happy life, one who is living content and pleased. That's Raghda for a girl. The name Suhaib for a boy we recommend. Suhaib. Suhaib means a person of reddish complexion, and it's a name of a Sahabi, Sayyidina Suhaib al-Rumi radiallahu an. Sayyidina Suhaib al-Rumi radiallahu an. It's a good name. Suhaib means one of reddish complexion. It refers also to the handsome boy in a metaphorical sense. Alright, let's take the last two calls. Assalamu alaikum.
Salam alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Where are you calling us from?
Maraisburg.
And what's your question?
I would like to find out what is the meaning of the name Mikael and Amara.
Right. The first one, Mikael, it's an angel name. The angel Mikael, alayhi salam, mentioned in the Quran. The other one is Amara?
Yes.
Yeah, Amara have two meanings, depend on the pronunciation of the word. If you pronounce it Amara with the Alif, it means sign. If you pronounce it Amara with stressing on the M, then it means one who commands. If you pronounce it Amara, so the A is pronounced here as Ain, so say Amara, then it means prosper or one who instructs. Also, it means one who lives long. So it depends on the way you pronounce the word.
Okay.
Right? Jazakumullah khair. Okay, I think with that we came to the... Osama's giving me one more call. Jazakallah. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, this one dropped. Any other calls, Osama? Last call. Assalamu alaikum. Dropped as well. Right. Jazakumullah khairan for listening to the program Jannah. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.